Hello Sun family, welcome to a new week. You already know what it is, you already know what it do. It is time for a new episode of On The Line, where we bring your favorite celebs and we ask them 10 fun questions. This is Andiswa, and this week I am joined by a musician. His name is Sibunzuza. I'm going to ask him the 10 usual questions, and without further ado, let's chat to him. Hi, Sibu.
Hey, Mama. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Thank you so much for joining us in this episode of On The Line.
Thank you for having me.
Great. So we'll ask you these 10 questions then. Are you good to go?
Oh, okay.
All right. So obviously you're a musician. This is the perfect one to start with. If your life had a soundtrack of two songs right now, what would they be?
The first one is going to be Upole Young. Upole Young, the song is Everywhere I Lay My Head. And then the second one is Amajazz or something.
All right. So what's something your followers would not know about you?
I got two other professions. I'm a photographer by profession, and I'm also a qualified chef.
Oh, that is interesting.
Yeah.
All right, and describe yourself in a hashtag.
Zulu from the future.
Ooh, smart. I like that. I like that. All right, and what are the three words that describe Sibunzuza?
Okay, multi-talented, first one.
Mm-hmm.
Second one, nerdy.
Mm-hmm.
Third one is curious.
Okay, What's the best piece of advice you've received and given to people?
Specifically to musicians.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot that can happen in between you starting with the journey, with your music journey and reaching your destination. And then the trick is, don't stop making the music. There's a lot that can happen in between, including, you know, a lot of, you could get burnt out, a lot of rejection involved in between. Don't stop making the music regardless, because, you know, there's a kid out there who is hungrier than you, and they will come and take over, and mm-hmm. the game will move on without you. So do not stop. That's the advice.
True. And if you had a full day off, no responsibilities, what would you do?
So I'm currently learning cheese, so I think I'd take a lesson, and then I would definitely go and work out, and then I'd definitely maybe watch a documentary or just go skating.
All right. What's the weirdest thing a fan has ever done for you or to you?
This one had to go home with the one piece of my dreadlock. Yeah, that was weird.
Did you give them the dreadlock?
Sorry?
Did you give it to them?
Hell no. No, I wouldn't do that. Nah. Nah, hell no.
All right. And what has been your best or worst date?
Okay, my worst one was when my girlfriend at the time took me out to try out sushi for the first time. That was definitely my worst date.
Okay.
And then my best one was when I took her out specifically to, you know, start afresh and ask her out again as if she wasn't already my girl. I think that was the best date. Yeah.
Aww, that's cute.
I know it is.
All right. And the last one. What is the most worn thing in your wardrobe and your most expensive piece of clothing?
Okay, I'd say the most worn out one is my African Kufi hat.
Okay.
Let me see. I think the most expensive one, my Jordan 1 sneakers. I think that's the most expensive piece of clothing I have.
Got it. I think, yeah, that's all. Thank you so much, Sibu.
All right, cool, no problem.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you for doing this with us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
All right, bye.
Bye, Mama.
Thank you so much to Sibu for joining us on this episode of Underline. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to the interview just as much as I enjoyed chatting to him. Let's meet again next week, same time, same place, when I interview another one of your favorite celebs. Bye for now.